Brent Stevens is the forgotten child of fundamentalism. In fact, Brent Stevens is the forgotten victim of fundamentalism. Dave Hiles, expelled from Miller Road Baptist Church in Garland, Texas, for committing adultery with over a dozen women, and who was charged with abusing the child and later was declared the prime suspect in Brent's suspicious death, continued to preach for Hiles' man Bob Gray of Texas, then became a member of church staff at Pinellas Park Baptist Church, now Cross Point Church, in Pinellas Park, Florida, pastored by Everett Ferris. He was later expelled from there for adultery with several different women, and his church secretary became a prostitute. He then became a member of Berean Baptist Church in Orange Park, Florida, pastored by Tom Neal, and was then expelled from there for adultery, and then he became a regular attender at First Baptist of Jacksonville, Florida, then pastored by Jerry Vines. Every pastor in each of these churches was warned about the history of Dave Hiles, and each one of them either defied or ignored the warnings and did not warn the church membership of Dave Hiles' history. This pattern of behavior is typical in independent Baptist fundamentalism. Dave Hiles has a personal history that would make Nero blush, but he has found a niche in Baptist churches for the last 15 years without any difficulty. When Dave Hiles was living with Brenda Stevens in Bolingbrook, Illinois, Brent, her son, was discovered to have 8 broken bones, all of them broken at different times. At 15 months, he finally received medical care for injuries that had caused him pain for just about all of his brief life. So he was removed from the Bolingbrook household and transferred to the custody of his natural father in Texas. A few months later, the investigator of the alleged abuse, Paul Cialino, discovered to his dismay that Brent had been returned to the custody of Dave and Brenda. Detective Cialino warned the Children's Services authorities that he believed that Brent's life was in danger in that house. Not long afterward, Brent was found dead in his crib. Dave Hiles had been the only adult in the house with Brent the previous evening, and there was a prescription bottle of Actifed filled only the day before and now empty in the house. It was collected as evidence. When the police arrived, by the way, summoned by Dave, who said he found Brent not breathing in his crib, Dave's father, Jack Hiles, had gotten there before them, no small feat considering he had come up from Hammond, Indiana, to Bolingbrook, Illinois. The next day, Dave and Brenda picked up the body and immediately had it embalmed for a quick burial. Any evidence in the body was destroyed. At the inquest, Dave Hiles pleaded the Fifth Amendment and did not answer any questions beyond his name and address. Paul Cialino named Dave as the prime suspect, but though the inquest returned a verdict of suspicious death for Brent Stevens, they failed to indict Dave Hiles. The case remains open, mostly because Paul Cialino refused to have it closed and was always quite vocal about his own conclusions in the matter. A few years after these events, Everett Ferris took Dave Hiles and his wife Brenda into membership into the Pinellas Park Baptist Church, and he put Dave on church staff. In a neat sidestep of the scriptures that directs that such a man may not hold the office of elder or pastor, Ferris put Dave in charge of Sunday school. Dave soon started speaking again at fundamentalist meetings on Sunday school and youth rallies. For his other sins, massive adultery while in church office at Miller Road Baptist Church in Garland, Texas, and pornography, Dave was made to write a letter of apology. At the inquest for Brent Stevens, Dave Hiles pleaded the Fifth Amendment. He would not say what he had done that night while alone with the child. Everett Ferris did not require a public statement from Dave Hiles on what had happened or why he chose to plead the Fifth. In fact, no preacher who has welcomed Dave Hiles into the pulpit or into church membership has ever required Dave Hiles to declare what happened that night with Brent Stevens or why Dave chose to plead the Fifth Amendment at an inquiry into the death of that child. Instead, they have chosen to ignore the open case and the unresolved matter of what Brent Stevens suffered and how he died. And Everett Ferris, by the way, at that time was one of those IFB preachers who wore the 100%er button and promised total allegiance to Jack Hiles. Independent fundamental Baptists hand out salvation like Chick Tracts and proclaim that soul winning is a very high, if not the highest, priority of their mission. But these men have not expressed grief over the fact that they have alienated people from the gospel, because in God's name they declared that an incredibly wicked man was good and a servant of God. They have ignored calls for justice, redefined the cause of righteousness to favor the name Hiles, ignored a child who suffered all his life until he died mysteriously in his crib, and they only say, after having changed their church name and quietly sent Dave away rather than having him face church discipline, that they made mistakes. I leave you with this verse from the Wisdom of Solomon. But the just that is dead condemneth the wicked that are living, and youth soon ended condemneth the long life of the unjust. And that is from the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 16.